Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Joining us now is Adrian Bott. Morning, Adrian.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. And some of the news this morning, Invincible Star runs on Saturday, and the news is Stephen Baster rides in the Everest.
Yeah, so Steve's coming up to partner. He's obviously had a bit of success on her previously and a good association with her. So he's been very keen to get up here and see what all the hype of the Everest is about.
Yep. So does he ride on Saturday?
He'll ride on Saturday, yes.
Yeah, okay. How has she come on then from the two runs?
Super. She's improving all the time throughout this preparation. She's only getting better with racing. So she's coming out of that race in great shape. I think she looks excellent for the run. Really happy with the condition that she's in. She had her main gallop on Saturday morning. I thought it was a lovely piece of work. So she's going in good shape. She'll have to be at the top of her game to be on Saturday, but we'll get a very good line as to where we're at on Saturday. But from our perspective, we're right on target and really happy with it.
I just said to Gerald Ryan before that it is timing, isn't it, to have these horses peaking in a $13 million race?
Oh, well and truly. And, I think with her, she's giving us every indication that the timing seems to be right with her. She's exactly where she needs to be, we feel, and still on that upward spiral.
Okay. The other Everest horse, English, you're going to barrier trial?
Yep, so she'll trial next week and go into the race nice and fresh for her. Just as an older man now, just looking after her that bit. She's improved. She's come out of that race in her first up running in good shape, and we'll have her at her best on the day.
Have you got a rider for her in the Everest?
Not as of yet, no.
Yeah, okay. There'll be a few clamouring. There's only, there's only 12 slots, isn't there,
Yeah, there's a couple there in the wings just waiting. So we'll be able to make that decision probably in the next next 48 hours, hopefully.
Yep, understand. So we're looking forward to seeing Invincible Star again. Can I ask you about the Epsom and the Metrop? What have you ended up doing this morning in those races?
Yeah, so the two acceptors in the Epsom are Beetson and Siege of Quebec. Beetson's come out of his race on Saturday in good shape. I know we're a couple of quick backups for him, but that seems to be how he does his best. He does so well with racing. We don't have to do much with him in between. He's rock hard ready for the race now. And we saw his run in the Doncaster, what he can do over the mile here under these handicap conditions. So he's ready to run a big race on Saturday. And Siege of Quebec, I thought it was an excellent performance there last start. He fulfilled the promise that he's shown us and the talent that we've always felt he's had. And importantly, I think he was able to qualify himself in the race with a lovely weight. So he's in there at 50 kilos and he's going into the race full of confidence. So, just as we touched on before, timing with these races, there seems to be a real sense of timing with his preparation as well.
And a great opportunity for James Innes Jr. here at the 50 kg.
Yeah, it really is. James has been in the last couple of mornings to partner him in his work and get a bit of a feel for the colt. And obviously, he's been very happy with his work. And, it's a great opportunity for him. And he can do the weight so easily. So I guess that's the main attraction for him to being able to get the opportunity.
I understand. And just with him, he's pretty rock and solid. We've seen him in a Randwick Guineas getting to a mile. You mentioned timing at a mile, and this is the big mile at Randwick, isn't it, the Epsom?
Yeah, always felt that the mile's probably his ideal trip. I thought we saw an improved run from him last time when he got out to the mile. So this time round, I'm hoping that he can improve again from his last start and will only be better suited by that strong mile. Under those handicap conditions, they usually are a good test for them.
Okay. So the two there are Beetson and Siege of Quebec. What about the Metropolitan?
The Dancer will take her place there. She's come out of her last start in great shape. I think we probably didn't quite see the best of her last start from a tricky draw. She just got a bit further back than we had hoped, and she was caught wide. Uh, she she was forced to make her run a bit sooner than we would have liked. And I think it just exposed her a bit too early. So, it was a good run. I think she's improved from that race. And just with that, with those two runs under her belt now, she's got the miles in her legs and nice and seasoned for the Metrop.
Are there any others in the Metrop?
No, just her.
Just Sedanza, okay. Just talking about two-year-olds, you've got two entered for the Breeders, Fiery Red and Invincible Vision. Either of those running?
Both will take their place at this stage. They worked together on Saturday morning, very hard to split the two. They were both professional in their trials, a lot to like about both their trials. Fiery Red was probably one of the quickest trials of the morning, and he seems to come on really well. And Invincible Vision is just a really raw sort of type of horse that just keeps improving with everything that we ask him to do. So hard to split the two at this point, but they both deserve their chance to be there.
Can I ask what's up with Master Rash? We haven't seen since the Stan Fox.
Yep. So he's gone to the paddock now. Okay. He'll spell.
He's done a big job for you, didn't he?
Yeah. For his first campaign, he's done a really good job. We couldn't have asked more from him. So look, they're probably going to the Golden Rose would have been a run too many for him. And look, he didn't handle the conditions by any means in the Stan Fox. Which is unfortunate. We didn't get to see him going out on a positive note, but I think that run just probably took its toll at the end of a strong campaign for him.
Can I ask you about two that won on the weekend? Thinking Big, you've always had an opinion, you and Gay, that this is a Derby big contender at Flemington.
Yeah, and look, I think he well and truly showed that on Saturday. He's just a he's just a quality individual, a real professional in everything that he does, and he's been an absolute pleasure to train. And I think he's just going to continue to excel as he gets up in trips. So he's just stood out for us all the way through everything that he's done in his work, in his racing. Early on, he's doing things that he probably shouldn't have been doing at such a young age. So now that he's matured that bit more, he looks fantastic. So look, we're not committed to a Melbourne Cup start or anything. Obviously, that's sort of a long way down the road. But the main aim will be a fortnight's time in the Spring Champion Stakes. And then we'd like to try and take him down for the Derby would be the number one aim.
Okay. And what about Shamook now? How did that horse come through the weekend?
Yeah, excellent win. And really, really great to see her. To see her win one like that, she thoroughly deserved that, particularly when you looked at some of the look through her form and look through some of the Group 1 horses that had knocked her off. So she'll stay up here, go to the Yanks. We're going to stretch her out to the mile, which I think will suit her. And look, providing she runs well in that race and she shows that she can handle that distance, maybe we can head down for a race like the Mire down at the end of the carnival.
Well, it's exciting to get horses like that thinking big. When it was halfway down the straight, I'm thinking they got it right here. They have always been very confident, and the horse just kept rolling. And it's an exciting time to be a part of racing, Adrian, no doubt in Sydney with the makeup of the Everest, the Kosciuszko, the Epsom and the Metropolitan. This is where your horses need to be running.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant times for the industry at the moment. It's really, really exciting to be a part of it all.
Okay. Good on you, mate. We'll hear from you again through the week.
Thanks very much, Andrew.